How's Kansas City the game plan in the meet of practice? We have discussed some concepts for Philadelphia, but we're getting our younger players particularly ready for this Kansas City game.
Mike, you had a mass day with the number one punt group the whole time, and he kicked again pretty well today. Is he at least inched a little bit ahead in that competition?
We have one more game left, and we'll just continue with the same routine that we've gone in the first three games. I think we need to punt more. I don't feel comfortable saying that, but I wouldn't be opposed if we punt a little more in this fourth game to get some more information on these two guys.
Mike, if Massey ends up your guy, would you consider using him on kickoffs, or is Mason still your number one kickoff?
Well, Mason would still be our number one kickoff, but gosh, I mean, I thought Tim did an excellent job the other night, and he does a very good job. I mean, particularly with the wind today, he did a very good job out here today. So it's just another kicker that you can have, and give help on the wear and tear of Mason. The Mason's still relatively young. I don't think we're at that point in his career there, but it's a nice option to have.
Mike, do you ever remember calling plays in a game so you can punt more?
No, I don't. I don't want to go in with that intent because that's not fair to the offense. But it'd be good to get these guys some more opportunities for punting. And so we'll see what happens this week.
You know, with the offense executing the way they have, though, I mean, what areas do you still see need fine-tuning when they're going to play a very little this week and then through the next week?
Well, we feel that we've exhausted both Chris and Tim as much as we can in a practice structure. You know, we've used family night and punted extensively there. But the only thing left is really live game action. So, we just would like to have as much information as possible on both punters. I think they're both very talented. I think they're both ascending punters. And, we're gonna pick the right one. And the one that doesn't stick here, I'm pretty confident we'll be punting in the NFL somewhere else. I think that much of both men.
Anything else with the offense that you want to get accomplished, or you feel pretty set?
Well, my biggest objective this week is going to be personnel. I mean, there's a number of players that are fighting to get onto the roster. So, we have a solid game plan for our players to be successful in all three phases. But it's a fundamental game plan, to be frank. But we want to give these players an opportunity to go out and play and compete. It'll be a great crowd down there at Arrowhead. And it'll be hot and they'll be challenged. They're going to play a lot of football. So this will be their final test and their final opportunity to be part of our 53-man roster.
Mike, where's the left guard situation? Brian's sitting out again today. Are you getting close to where he may not have enough time to catch
up? I mean, we haven't, announced it or anything, but I would think it's accurate that Darren Collins will be starting left guard in Philadelphia. I like the production of the first line. I thought Brian was improving with his opportunities there, but it's when you're injured, you're not part of the equation anymore. So Darren Collins will be our left guard in Philadelphia.
Mike, are you comfortable with the way you guys have run the football so far, or is that something that'll take a little more shape once the regular season actually starts?
Well, it's more on opportunities. I'm comfortable with the way we're operating at the line of scrimmage, whether we are running or not running. So, running the football is a commitment. Running uphill is a commitment. Is a mindset that you don't necessarily have to live in. I think there's a point in almost every game that you do live in that mindset, and I feel I call plays that way. So, but I'm comfortable with the team run periods that we have here, and our defense was the number one run defense in the league last year. So I feel we have a lot of quality work going against each other. But time to run the ball, frankly, in my opinion, it's more about attitude and finish and those types of things. I don't think we're going to be lacking in fundamentals and scheme when it comes time to run the football.
What's the status of Brad Jones? He was in pads for the jog through, but that was about it.
He was testing out a harness today, but he was actually a rehab player today as far as his category for practice. He put the pads on to test out a potential harness that he can play with in the future. But he has a chance to get back.
Chance to be back this week, either?
He's close. He's getting close. Yeah.
Is Balaga going to be out for a while?
Just talking to Pepper, he has a chance to maybe practice tomorrow. So we'll see how he does.
Do you feel pretty good about your offside linebacker considering the injuries you've been battling throughout camp?
feel good about him. You know, I like the emergence of Frank Zombo. I like that Brandon Chiller did when he went over there, and you know, Brady's steady, consistent with his style of play. Clay's missed a bunch of time, but I'm confident that he'll be ready to go in Philadelphia and get back to his form. So, you know, I feel, you know, even if Spencer Havner had to go over there in a clutch situation, we have that option too. So, I feel good about the numbers there.
How's the Al Harris coming along right now?
Al's doing well. Al's doing very well. He's, you know, he's hitting the targets that they're looking for with the medical staff, and he's made a lot of progress.
Are you expecting him to be in the mix early on in the season?
Or? That's a decision that you know, we'll make, and there's a lot of other factors involved in that. But that's, you know, but he's doing his part. He's getting close.
So you haven't ruled him out for the season opener yet.
Ruled him out for the season opener. I've ruled him out to making our 53-man roster. Yes. Well, he's not going to play a whole lot in the game on Thursday, so we want to make sure we're keeping everybody, you know, fresh. And I think practice needs to look a certain way. You know, on both sides, the opponents, squads that are giving the card looks, and obviously from the offense and defense. So it takes everybody. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to come down and just work one group of guys on both sides of the ball. So you know, a lot of our starters took a lot of the opponent reps today.
Does Matthews have any chance of playing on Thursday, or are you going to keep him out?
We'll answer those questions at the end of the week, but he's getting close also. Colin Jenkins is probably the furthest away from the group.
Alan Barber?
No more tomorrow. He obviously wasn't ready today, but he's trying, I'll say that. He had a procedure done that I think they wanted to wait till tomorrow to assess where he is.
Did you see the results of Bishop's MRI at all?
I haven't seen him personally. I didn't,
I don't know if
I've seen some MRIs in my day, but not today.
So you don't actually evaluate the email. No, I'm kidding. But have you, what's his?
I think he'll be ready for Philadelphia. He's confident that he will be.
What's Underwood got?
Underwood has a shoulder, you know, and he's also had he's had surgery to the same shoulder. So, you know, anytime that happens, particularly in the joint area, you're not sure if it's new information or old information. So, Dr. Pat McKenzie doesn't really have his hands around exactly how long we think he'll be out.
Thank you.
Got Underwood and Brad Jones both with those shoulders. You got Zombo and Shields getting the work in their place. I'm not asking if they're going to win those jobs, but could you see Zombo be your starting right outside linebacker, and could you see Shields being your nickel guy, two undrafted guys like that?
I can't say enough about, you know, those two guys, and you know, I think you throw Nick McDonald in that area, in that same category. So, but those questions will be answered as we move through it. I'm not going to, I really don't have any interest talking about who's starting, you know, against Philadelphia.
What do you think of what you saw from Graham Harrell on Thursday night, and how has he improved over the last month?
Played well. He's a good quarterback. I'd say he has the natural instincts for the positions. He's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of quarterback. You can see that. I think he's done a good job of changing through our system, the way we do things here from the quarterback system. But I thought he was in a very good rhythm in the Indianapolis game, and I thought that he managed the huddle. Matt Flynn, frankly, the second group offense, his tempo was better than the first group. So I thought both those guys did a very good job in the second half.
What is Blackman's status?
Day-to-day. He didn't come out of the game as well as probably everybody would have liked. So we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Mike, how much do you think having Tauscher on camp is making a difference for him after, you know, I thought he played pretty well last year considering his situation, but what do you expect from him this year?
I think Mark would be the first one to tell you, being here since March, you really helped him.
What do you think of what you saw from Graham Harrell on Thursday night, and how has he improved over the last month?
Played well. He's a good quarterback. I'd say he has the natural instincts for the positions. He's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of quarterback. You can see that. I think he's done a good job of changing through our system, the way we do things here from the quarterback system. But I thought he was in a very good rhythm in the Indianapolis game, and I thought that he managed the huddle. Matt Flynn, frankly, the second group offense, his tempo was better than the first group. So I thought both those guys did a very good job in the second half.
What
What is Blackman's status?
Day to day, he didn't come out of the game as well as probably everybody would have liked. So we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Like, how much do you think having Tauscher off camp is making a difference for him after? I thought he played pretty well last year, considering his situation. But what do you expect from him this year?
I think Mark would be the first one to tell you being here since March really helped him, because I think it's a misconception that older players don't need the offseason. And the ones, in my opinion, that truly understand it, and if you go about it the right way too, you're not breaking your players down physically in the offseason. It's very valuable for them. So I think Mark being here through the whole offseason really got him ready for training camp and the wear and tear of training camp. And we've been smart with both him and Chad, and I think it's reflected in the way he's playing. I mean, he's sharp. He's game ready. He's regular for a season. And it's just, you go to the players this year that we have coming off of major surgeries of last year. That first year back, it's a tough go. It's a really tough go. And really, only having to play half the season probably really helped Mark Tauscher.
Lang missed most of the offseason with that wrist thing. How have you seen him progress in the last month? Now he ran with the ones at left guard or left tackle. He worked at right tackle.
To me, TJ Lang looks like a young player to miss an offseason program. He came in, he wasn't probably in the best shape he should have been in when he arrived. His pad level was high, just the basic fundamentals. I mean, the footwork wasn't probably as sharp as you would like it, and then those are all things that you can attain and get better at in the off season. So I think TJ is getting better, and it's just a matter of just getting the work in. I thought he did a very good job for a first-year player last year, and been kind of waiting for him to take a step, and I think he's done that here in about the last 7 days.
Did that do it? Thank you.
Poor his knee sprain, so we really don't have a handle on how long he's going to be. So it's a pretty significant knee sprain.
Was Clifton just resting?
He had knee swelling, so we rested today. His knee flared up.
Okay.